Marsha Blackburn unveils draft of framework to combat woke AI, anti-conservative bias. By Sean Moran on March 19, 2026. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, on Wednesday unveiled a discussion draft of her legislative framework to establish one national framework for AI regulation that would combat woke AI and anti-conservative bias in AI systems. Instead of pushing AI amnesty, President Trump rightfully called on Congress to pass federal standards and protections to solve the patchwork of state laws that has hindered AI innovation, Blackburn said in a written statement. Now, Congress must answer his call to establish one federal rulebook for AI to protect children, creators, conservatives, and communities across the country and ensure America triumphs over foreign adversaries in the global race for AI dominance. The Trump America AI Act is the solution America needs. The Trump America AI Act would protect what she refers to as the four C's, or children, creators, conservatives, and communities. The legislative framework would seek to ensure that American AI companies can innovate without being hampered by onerous regulations. The framework includes Her Kids Online Safety Act, KOSA, legislation that would require online platforms to implement tools and safeguards to protect users under 17 years old. Stipulates that AI models' unauthorized reproduction, copying, processing, or copyrighted works for the purpose of training AI models does not constitute fair use under the Copyright Act. Sets federal transparency requirements for marking, authenticating, and detecting AI-generated content. Mandate that the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, NIST, to create these guidelines. Combats the consistent pattern of bias against conservative figures by requiring third-party audits to prevent discrimination based on political affiliation. Codifies President Donald Trump's executive order to allow only agency heads to procure large language models that are truthful and do not exhibit bias. Telnick's CEO David Kasem asserted at a Breitbart News policy event on Tuesday the federal government needs to enact a federal framework on AI so states like California do not drag the country down with them. Kasem warned a patchwork of legislation across the United States may hinder the country from leading on issues such as AI, allowing communist China to take the initiative on AI and open up many national security risks. Blackburn has been targeted by Google's Gemini AI after the AI platform claims she characterized transgender identity as a harmful cultural influence and has used woke as a derogatory slur against protected groups. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall, author of the new book, Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, Hall details how many prominent Republicans were labeled by AI of being guilty of hate speech. Hall argues in Code Red that AI is not just a technology tool, it represents political power. Sen. Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late.